From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The radiation leaking from a damaged nuclear power complex in Japan has reached dangerous levels, prompting authorities there to expand the area of caution around the facility. About 70,000 people had already been evacuated from a 12-mile radius around the complex. Now the government is warning more than 100,000 other people beyond that range to stay indoors. Japan's Prime Minister Naoto Kan, his remarks as interpreted on Japan's NHK TV.
Radiation has spread from these reactors, and the reading of the level seems very high, and there is still a very high risk of further radioactive material from coming out.
Twali Sakautau is in Koriyama City, about 30 miles from the nuclear facility. She says people are not staying put. They are fleeing the area.
People are trying to get to relatives' houses. They're trying to just get some distance from these nuclear plants. And people are not staying in their homes.
Twali Sakautau reporting. The reason for the rising concern, a third explosion at the crippled nuclear power complex and a fire at another reactor there that has spewed a large amount of radioactive material into the air. NPR's Richard Harris says that fire in particular is worrisome if it means that the pools of water that hold spent nuclear fuel rods have run dry.
The fire broke out in the part of one reactor where they had been storing nuclear fuel rods that had been used up in the reactor and were in a cooling off period, according to the International Atomic Energy Agency. That was just one of two events that put a spike of radiation into the air for several hours. The other problem was an explosion at a neighboring unit. That explosion was in the part of the plant that helps carry heat away from the reactor vessel. Authorities say they don't know the extent of the damage there, but it's possible that the highly radioactive material in the reactor now has a passageway to get into the environment. Radiation levels rose dramatically in the morning, but they have been tapering off for the past several hours. Non-essential workers in one plant were evacuated, and the public was reminded to stay several miles away from the reactor in case the situation gets worse. Richard Harris, NPR News, Tokyo.
The tsunami damage in Hawaii is estimated to run into the tens of millions of dollars. Bill Dorman with Hawaii Public Radio says the state's governor is touring some of the hardest hit areas today.
The west side of the Big Island of Hawaii was battered. Divers will make a closer inspection of the Kailua Pier. Until that's complete, no cruise ships can dock there. Other areas struck include parts of Maui and Molokai. Across the island, scores of boats were sunk or damaged by the tsunami. But government officials, along with everyone else, remain grateful for no loss of life.
Worries over the nuclear crisis in Japan has triggered panic selling on the Tokyo Stock Exchange. The Nikkei average down more than 10% today. This is NPR News. The House is set to vote today on another stopgap spending bill to keep the federal government operating. The current temporary measure runs out on Friday. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor says he hopes this is the last time.
We hope that this will be the last time that we have to engage in any stopgap measures. We would like to see this resolved.
But so far, Democrats and Republicans in Congress have not found common ground on a longer-term budget measure, including spending cuts, each side accusing the other of not showing flexibility in the process. Federal Reserve policymakers meet in Washington today. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports most economists think that with oil prices rising, threatening to put a damper on economic growth, the Fed will stick with its plan to stimulate the U.S. economy.
Nationwide gas at the pump is now averaging about $3.50 a gallon. And when consumers have to spend more on gas, they spend less on other things. That could cause the economy to stall. Indeed, consumer confidence has fallen sharply. Given that, the Federal Reserve is expected to keep interest rates near zero and to reaffirm its program to buy sizable amounts of government bonds through the middle of the year, a strategy aimed at keeping the money flowing and the economy growing. Moreover, a stay-the-course approach could help calm investors worried about the impact of the earthquake in Japan and the unrest in oil-rich countries in the Mideast. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
The latest group of performers inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in ceremonies at New York's Waldorf Astoria Hotel includes Neil Diamond, Tom Waits, and Alice Cooper, who was wearing a boa constrictor around his neck as he came to the stage to accept the honor.
I kept thinking about who would be the first band kicked out of the Hall of Fame. And I thought, geez, that could be us.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.